I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. The inspiration just arose to share a brief message that worry is a thief. And what comes to mind is a question from my first book, Meditative Questions. And the question is, when you worry, what changes? When you worry, what changes? And I invite you to sit with that question for just a moment, recalling what happens when you actually worry. And my feeling for that question, even though there are no wrong answers, is that when you worry, you change. The worry sets inside you, or sits inside you, causes turmoil, causes various discomforts in the body. Maybe the heart is felt to be racing. The stomach churns, the shoulders tense. The worry changes you, changes your form, your body form. And it is because so much attention is given to this worry, which is just a thought. And that thought is typically what we feel could go wrong. It's what we don't want to happen. That thought is getting so much of our attention that it is stealing our present moment joy. We forget in this moment all that we have to be thankful for. Instead, we're just left with the energy that we would feel if the worst did happen. We're inviting that experience into this moment. It is stealing the joy that we could feel for everything that we have to be thankful for. So the way to counteract this thief that is worry is to instead sit in deep gratitude. Even when it may feel difficult to find something to be thankful for, just say thank you for no reason. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Feel a small smile on your face. Feel your body relax. Feel your shoulders drop. Your heart open, and the knots in your stomach become released just by that momentary gratitude. Sitting in and as this present moment, thankful for the opportunity even to take another breath, is more powerful than the greatest worry. But so often we feel that worry is the most important thing, and it gets our attention. And from the sole gift of our attention, our life, our lived experience takes on a whole different energy. So the opportunity is always to return to gratitude. Recognize worry, anxiety, and fear for what it is. These are just thoughts. Thoughts of what you don't want. And when that gets our energy, we change. Our lived experience becomes stressful, challenging, difficult. We forget very quickly all of our blessings. All that we have to be thankful for. And we miss the opportunity and the gift of this present moment to celebrate the joy of being, the happiness of being. And when we walk mindfully, which is only to really be present and note every step and every sound, when we eat mindfully, which is to savor every taste, to enjoy our tea mindfully, which is to feel the warm water as it travels through the body. These are all moments of calm when we are living in this energy of gratitude. So my encouragement is only to recognize worry for what it is. Recognize worry as a thief that has come to try to steal your joy. But because you know this, you have the opportunity to lock that door, to remain in and as the joy that you want to feel, that you don't want stolen, to appreciate this moment of experience, to celebrate, to enjoy each moment with our loved ones, doing what we love, experiencing nature, or if we're alone, to meditate, to be at peace, knowing that peace is our true nature. It is always there beneath all of the worry and fear and doubt and thought. Peace is what you are. This is the gift that can never be stolen. It just feels that it's possible because when our attention is given to worry, it seems to override even the greatest joy. But that is false. Your joy is always there. It's always available. It's what you are. Happiness, peace, love, bliss. This is your truest nature. Reside in your heart, and find that the mind and worry and thought dissolve in the bright light and love that is your truest nature. Please know that this worry is not real. And the way that we know this is because it relies on our attention for power. As soon as our attention is given to something else, that worry vanishes, it fades. It was only powered by our attention. So this is our great opportunity to harness the strength of our attention, to be disinterested in those thoughts, worries, and fears, to instead shift to gratitude, to remain as the conscious observer, as consciousness itself, as the I am that we are, and be free. Of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.